Growing up is about one failure after another. When you first started learning to walk, you fell down a lot. And you're going to continue to fall down your whole life. I am 62 years old and I still mess up. I mess up on a daily and weekly basis. But if you live in your failures, you won't go forward. Have I told you lately that I love you? I really do. And I love you so much, I'm not going to be the only preacher today. I've actually got the two Bryces with me this morning. They have prepared a little something they want to say. These are two of our seniors. This is Bryce Briggs, Bryce Wallace. They've been a part of my life for so long, I can't remember them not being a part of my life. And I am so proud of these two young men, and I'm going to ask Bryce Briggs to come up first.
So, I'm sure most of you have heard the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. I heard that phrase a lot growing up, probably because I was the child. But as I've gotten older, I've began to realize the importance of the village in my life. I'll never take for granted the church family that has supported me as I've grown up. Through the ups and downs, the one thing that's remained constant in my life is knowing that my church family will always be there for me, whether it be a physical need or advice for something in my life. I know that there'll be someone that's willing to step up to help me. I've really come to appreciate the selflessness and the hardworking people that have helped me grow my faith. This church family has taught me the definition of faith through works. I've learned by example that if there's a need that has to be met, it's our job as Christians to fulfill that need. And as many times as my needs have been met, I'm hoping that I'm able to do that for other people as I grow older. A lot of opportunities in my life have been given to me by people in this church. For instance, I got my first job from someone in this church. I also bought my first car from someone in this church. And as soon as I told Neil that I was interested in becoming a firefighter, I was having lunch with a firefighter captain like the next week. So lots of support there. So not only that, but the opportunity to grow up with people my age, people that share the same ideas as me, has really helped in my walk with God. The lessons that they've taught me, it helps to have friends that I've spent time with my entire life. We're able to push each other to become better and just grow in our walk with God together. But we can't forget about the old people. So the individual experiences and the advice that I've learned from everybody, all the unique stories that people have, they've really taught me a lot. And they let me know that I'm not alone in things that I struggle with. It's really comforting. But as I leave high school and I begin to do things on my own, I just hope to be able to do some things that this church has done for me. And I hope I'm able to love others like this church has loved me. Thank you.
Good morning, y'all. First and foremost, I just want to start off by saying publicly thank you to my parents, because without them, I would not be where I am. I would have not graduated probably, and like all their support. Can we just give my parents a round of applause real quick? Thank you. All the sacrifices they made, like picking me up after school for practices and driving to away games, staying out late because I have away games, stuff like that. Like, they were there all 4 years, and without them, it would not have gone well. So thank you to them. Now, Mr. Neal told us to come up here and talk about what the church has meant to us throughout our past 4 years and how it's helped us. To me, the church has given me an identity. In high school, it's really hard to try to find yourself, find your purpose, and find a reason to wake up every day. And being around the people here, knowing that they know I need to be the best person every single day, and they're pushing me to that, that was very helpful. It's given me an outreach to where every day I want to wake up and share the gospel to as many people as I can. It gives you a really good purpose. It's just been a really helpful thing to me. The church, as a family, all the events that we've gone to, the camps, the Sun Quests, everything, that has been such a blessing, and I don't take any of it for granted. So I want to say thank you for that. And then Mr. Neil Pomeranke, he, throughout middle school, throughout high school, he was the guy who, like, you always looked at and you were like, if Neil can do it, I can do it, you know? Like, that was my guy. So thank you for him. To all the people that are newer to the youth group, like, the past couple years, y'all have been great. Thank you for coming. Please keep growing this youth group. It has so much potential. It's unfortunate that just now it's starting to grow and now I'm out. So y'all couldn't have done this a little sooner. I mean, seems a little personal, but it's okay. I'm really excited to go to the next level after high school and continue my outreach to where I can push people towards God and try to give others insight on what my experiences have been. And it's just, I'm really excited. This church has also given me the confidence to do that. They've given me opportunities to speak, opportunities to serve, opportunities for that. So I really want to say thank you to all of you. Each and every one of you, I'm sure I've talked to, hopefully. If not, please come talk to me. But yeah, it's been great. So I just wanted to say thank you guys. Yeah, that's really all I got. Thank you guys, and I hope to see you all for the rest of the summer, and then I'm gone. But yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Bryce and Bryce. Now you get to hear a sermon. It's okay. The restaurants, as Shaq said, are going to be open this afternoon. You've got plenty of time. I got three things I want our graduates to remember, three things that I want them to know when they leave here today, and I put it in a way that they could remember it. The very first thing that I want you guys to remember as you graduate, as you leave here today, is you need to face your fears. I remember being a young teenager and going away from my mom and dad's house for the very first time, moving an hour and 45 minutes away to a city I had never lived in before, moving into an apartment that I had never lived at before. And I remember the idea of freedom was so grand, and I was so excited until I got there and I was all alone. And then for the very first time, I had fear about being alone. And everything in my body wanted to turn around and go back home, go back to where it was. And I am going to tell you that you, as high school graduates, are going to have those moments where you're going to have to face your fears, and you're going to have to overcome those fears. The second thing I want you to remember in this is I want you to forget your failures. Growing up is about one failure after another. When you first started learning to walk, you fell down a lot. And you're going to continue to fall down your whole life. I am 62 years old and I still mess up. I mess up on a daily and weekly basis. But if you live in your failures, you won't go forward. You need to forget your failures. If you fail at something, then try harder the next time or figure out what you need to do different. But don't stop moving forward. Don't stop growing because something didn't work the first time. There are so many obstacles in this life, and you need to figure out how to overcome those obstacles. And sometimes those obstacles, the biggest obstacle that you're going to face is yourself. And the third thing that I want you to remember is follow your faith. Follow your faith. I want you to face your fears. I want you to forget your failures, and I want you to follow your faith. We talk about this a lot, and I know you guys are hearing it a lot today about keeping God first. And I think anybody in this room that has lived half as long as I have can see the difference that your faith can make in this life. I know there's been many a times in my life that things looked grim, that looked like things were not going to work out, that life as I knew it was over, that things had just kind of fallen apart for me. And somehow, some way, God always rescued me. And I want to tell you that no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's happening to you, no matter what's happening around you, no matter what you have done, you need to remember that God is with you. But as you learned this morning in class, if you want to walk away from Jesus, He's glad to abide you. But I want more than anything this morning for you seniors to follow your faith. Hebrews 12:2. I'm preaching, this is the fastest sermon I've ever preached. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, seeing its shame, and sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Seniors, God loves you, and so do we. Church, will you stand with me as we pray for these seniors one last time? Father in heaven, we thank you so much for these graduates. We thank you for all the young people of this church, for the graduates, the high school graduates, the seniors, and even the kindergarten graduates. Father, we are so thankful to have these folks in our midst, and we pray for them, Father, as they leave here, as they go on to bigger and better things, as they make their way in this world. We pray, Father, with all of our hearts, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, that they will love you and that they will have that relationship with you, not just today, but forever. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen.